Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Advent. Advent is a season in and of itself. Advent is a time when we prepare, when we open our hearts, when we get ready, when we watch, we wait. Advent is this. Advent is a dash of judgment, a big dose of hope to empower and to encourage us to do something. Hear that again. Advent is a dash of judgment, a big dose of hope to empower and to encourage us to do something. Hope. The word for today, as well as peace from Advent. You see, Advent is a time. It is a time, a season in and of itself. When we open ourselves up to try to live as God wants us to. How this Advent will you find that big dose of hope to empower and to encourage you? But also remember this. Remember that Jesus and Mary and Joseph were refugees. They were going to another country. They had to be counted. They were refugees when Jesus was born. Isaiah is this prophet who encourages the time that he was writing and encourages us to be the hope for God. The hymn we just sang right before I read Isaiah 2 talks about Isaiah 2. The peace of beating swords into plowshares. Peace, not war. It's the anticipation of what will be revealed by God. You see, Isaiah reminds us that we cannot be content with injustice and war. We can't be content with alienation or racism, bullying or harassment. Those are things that Isaiah is writing against. So in Isaiah's world and in our world, there are many of the same things that we're needing to hear. We cannot be content with injustice and war. We can't be content with alienation and racism. We can't be content with bullying and harassment in our world. What are you going to do about it? Because that's what Advent's about, that big dose of judgment, that big dose of hope. To encourage us to act as Jesus wants us to. You see, we must imagine the divine possibility. When we grow up into this messiness of our world and in the lives in which we live, Isaiah talks to us there. Just like Isaiah talked to the people of his time. In the messiness of our lives, hope and peace comes. You see, Isaiah is really speaking to people who seem to be at the end of their rope. Does that fit us? Are we at the end of our rope? Are we really trying hard to live into the hope, the peace that God gives us? You see, the promise is this, that glory will outshadow, that glory will outshine shadows, that joy will extinguish sorrow, that peace will silence violence, that rebellion will cede its way to obedience, and that faith will become sight. That's what this is all about, this big dash of judgment and the big dose of hope to empower us, to encourage us. When we do that, these promises of God will fill us. God's glory will outshadow, will outshine the shadows. God's joy will extinguish all of the sorrow. God's peace will silence the violence. And faith will become sight. You see, Isaiah teaches us that we have this all-welcoming God. It's a way forward in Isaiah's world and in our world, where swords are beat into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. Peace will reign. A plowshare, if you don't know, is a tool that was used for farmers. So to beat a sword into a plowshare is a peaceful way to follow God. You see, a world of peace needs only the tools to feed and nourish its people. Think about that. A world of peace needs only the tools of hope and love and joy and grace, all of that, to feed and nourish the people of the world. So now it comes to us. We move in this world, that the messy world of our lives, of our individual lives, and of our corporate life together. It's messy. So this Advent, what can you do to move into God's future? It's about the choices that we make. It's about listening to God and opening ourselves up and preparing ourselves in an open heart of hope and peace. So this first candle of hope, the light of Jesus shines on us. It opens the darkness and it gives us the hope that we need. So today, as we gather around this table of love and fellowship, I invite you to think about what your choices this Advent are going to be. Yes, Advent is a dash of judgment, but it's a big dose of hope to empower and to encourage us to do something in the choices that we make, in the world in which we live. May the light of hope shine in you. Thanks be to God. Amen.